don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio, where you're going to get some truth and empowerment. That's what we like to do here. We got a great show. Of course, it's the third Tuesday. I can't believe the third Tuesday of February already. But Dr. Carly's going to be with us for the second half of the show. She got some interesting stuff to talk about. And also for the first part of the show, we're going to talk about some things Benjamin Franklin knew about health way back before science even came forward with a bunch of stuff. So it's really kind of cool stuff we're going to talk about there. And we do have a quack report. But before we get into all that great stuff, you know, it's going to be a March before you know it. And we have John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group. He's going to be with us here on the 20th. Of course, Dr. Carly will be with us on the 18th. Of March. And so we're going to be talking with John Monroe for the vision issues. He's a natural vision guy. But before we get to March, on the 27th, next week, we're also going to be talking with David Foreman. He's a retired pharmacist, and he's got some natural ways to help stave off those munchies so you can fit into the bathing suit this spring. Okay? So he'll be with us on Thursday, the 27th. So I hope you can join us for the show. All right. Well, big salute and semper fi to our military, lifting up our righteous men and women in uniform always, praying God's hand of protection be on them and all of America. Actually, I'm praying all the righteous men and women that are left in this land rise up and just say no to all this tyranny, you know, and ask God for help because we're going to need it. It's our job to ask. So let's humble ourselves, mind the time, it grows short, and get to it because that's what we're supposed to do. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. All right, what do we got in the quacker? Kraft Foods, General Mills, and Post, they're also saying they want to remove genetically modified organisms from some of their products. Kraft Foods also announced that they're going to phase out some of the chemical preservatives like sorbic acid that's in their singles, you know, the American cheese and, the Kraft cheese, the singles that are got all the plastic around it, you know. So they're going to replace that sorbic acid, they say, with a GMO derivative, but you're not supposed to know that. So they're going to get rid of the sorbic acid. That makes everybody feel great. But they're going to replace it with an antifungal agent that's GM-derived to stabilize the cheese. Well, you know, that's not real cheese anyway, but, you know. According to Chicago Tribune, Kraft is planning to phase out sorbic acid from American and white American varieties of their Kraft Singles cheese, highly processed cheese product, supposed to look like cheese and taste like cheese. And if you ever notice that thing doesn't mold, you can have that cheese for months, and it doesn't mold, okay? All the stuff that's in it. Now, instead of sorbic acid in the cheese products, they're going to be putting a blend of natamycin, which is a chemical preservative derived from genetically modified bacteria, and some sort of mystery compound that they don't want to disclose, okay? A little bit of a witch's brew here. It's a hush, hush. Okay, so Kraft also believes that, you know, consumers, I guess, they want to know less about what's in their food, not more. Well, not so, Kraft. Not so. Actually, I don't buy your singles cheese. Actually, I don't buy any cheese, but still. I read everything, all the labels. Kraft singles are, well, it's not real cheese, but they're replacing a man-made mold inhibitor, the sorbic acid, with a man-made antibiotic and some sort of other mystery ingredient. There you go. Just FYI, when you're looking for some cheese for that sandwich. Moving along in the quack. All right, kelp, seaweed, empowers your thyroid gland, encourages weight loss, according to some new studies here. University of Newcastle has published some studies on the effects of kelp fibers when you eat the kelp. Of course, kelp is loaded with trace minerals, vitamins, interesting plant from the ocean. It retains, actually, all the nutrition, you know, even down through time. It's still pretty consistent with all the nutrients in it. It also has natural iodine, protein, fiber, sodium, alginate, and all this stuff seems to remove radioactive elements and protect your thyroid from radiation. So the researchers say it's thumbs up for kelp. They also noted there's a reduction in fat when you eat kelp. It absorbs more of that, and it helps you lose weight. So perks up the thyroid, which helps balance and adjust the metabolism and helps you lose weight and gives you lots of energy. So check that out when you can, some kelp. Also, if you're looking for a natural herb that has lots of iodine, black walnut is one. And you'll find that at the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have that in a liquid. And they also have the seaweed in their body food mix, so you can check that out if you want to powdered nutrients and you get that. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, here's a study on testosterone patches. Oh, boy. Funded by the National Institute of Health, a new study tracked about 55,000 middle-aged men and some older men that were prescribed the patch for low testosterone. And, well, they tracked them from 2008 through 2010. And these men, a lot of them had been diagnosed with previous heart disease, okay? So this prescription testosterone patch, according to the study, raises the risk of heart attacks in the middle-aged men who have a history of heart disease. So cardiac problems are pretty much a side effect of the testosterone gels, patches, pellets, and injections. Now, the FDA has sent out a spokesman, Andrea Fisher, who stated that the agency was reviewing the new findings, and she says, "We will communicate any new safety information on testosterone products when our review of all the information has been completed. But in the meantime, keep using it, you know, testosterone yourself at your own risk." Now, men 65 and older, according to the study, had double the rate of heart attacks after they started the prescription, as did men who were younger than 65 and who had also been diagnosed with heart problems. So, if you overload the system with an artificial testosterone like that, it increases the production of red blood cells, and they can clump together, coagulate, make blood thicker. You know, here we go, stroke, heart attack coming up. And, of course, all the while they're feeling a little friskier than normal. Hello? It's a recipe for disaster. Now, if you would like a natural solution to that, which is plants, which feed your endocrine system to make the right amount of hormones for you, don't overdo it, that would be the male hormone formula at thepowerherbs.com. Check it out. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All right, let's see. We got Dr. Carly coming up here in a little bit and see what she did an excellent job on the newsletter today. She had submitted a really shockingly revealing article for the American Survival Newsletter. If you haven't signed up for that, I encourage you to do so. You could go to thepowerherbs.com and sign up under the newsletters tab. And the newsletter is free. They also have HealthQuest, which is full of natural therapies. You can sign up for that one, too. And that goes out on Friday. So you have time to sign up for next issue. All right, so we're going to be talking about being frank about your health. And I want to also pull in Benjamin Franklin for this episode here. Before scientists could visualize viruses and bacteria through the microscope, well, Benjamin Franklin had an accurate theory about rhinoviruses or the common cold. You know, in the 1700s, Benjamin Franklin, he noticed a few things. He noticed that the common belief back then that one would catch a cold because they were wearing, wet clothing and they got chilled, he determined, well, that's just inaccurate because he said he rationalized that semen are constantly in wet clothing, and they have a high resistance to common colds. So he deduced, that people would catch a cold from other people when they were in close quarters, such as in, a small room, in the coaches, or sitting close in a private conversation, and they were breathing in the infected person's breath. That's what he said. He wrote about this in his memoirs. Mm-hmm. So before the concept of germs was well known and documented, Benjamin Franklin thought this through based on observation, and he figured it out. So he also noted that sailors tended to have more of a resistance to colds, and he deduced that it was their exposure to the salt from the sea. So he got an idea. He wrote about this in his memoirs that when he got colds, he went down to the seaside and he would drink some salt water. He said he would overcome that cold within one day. So Ben Franklin knew that salt was important to health, but modern medicine warns us against salt. So we're going to check this out. What did Benjamin Franklin know that all the brainiacs and white coats don't? All right. So are we living under maybe some salt myths, do you think? A majority of folks live and breathe by what their doctors tell them, what they declare about health. Now, what the American Heart Association and the media have drilled into us is that all salt's bad and causes hypertension. It causes fluid retention or edema, and it even causes heart and kidney failure. So don't eat salt. Therefore, millions of people, they put millions of people on salt free or low-salt diets every year. And do they get better? Any better? No. So why is salt important? Well, in the ancient world, salt was invaluable. Salt was essential for life. Still is, by the way. All animals and humans rely on salt for health. Now, salt was on the same value level as money and gold. So if salt preserves or cures meat, guess what it also does? It preserves us. So the human spine houses cerebral spinal fluid, which is salt water, and it feeds the spine and the brain. And salt and water are needed in the body for electrical impulses. So the electrical charged minerals in your salt nourish and cleanse the cells of the body and then carry impulses along those nerves. So medicine calls this electrolytes. And without them, the heart muscle cannot beat properly, and the muscles of the body, well, they're not going to respond and act accordingly, so they're not going to contract and relax when they should. So calcium salts, important. They protect our bone marrow. And 27% of the salts in our body are pretty much held in our bones. Now, babies in the womb, they float around in the amniotic fluid. And we also have tears that are composed of salt water. So salt's real important from beginning to end, basically. Now, sodium, the real ocean salt, I should say, is that sun-dried salt that contains sodium, chloride, and trace minerals. So sodium is not salt, and real salt is not just sodium chloride. So salt minerals are so valuable that they are removed from your salt, and they're sold to other industries for more money. So the salt without all the minerals, well, it's salt that is lots to savor, and it's good for nothing. Matthew chapter 5 talks about that, but it's more in reference to, you know, us Christians being spiritually driven there. So it is a, basically the processed salt is a devitalized product, and it's going to make you sick, basically. You think you're doing yourself a favor getting some salt electrolytes, but no, you're not getting what you need. So without those trace minerals in the salt, the body's pH is too acidic. That's right. So the blood, the brain, the spine, the bones, the glands, and other organs depend on salt and water, and these two elements are counter-regulatory. So it's going to be real important for you to replenish those electrolytes, but you want to do it with the right salt. Let's talk about salt and diabetes and dehydration for just a minute, because too many Americans are eating the processed salt, and this is going to interfere with blood sugar. So healthy electrolytes, what they do is they help carry blood sugar to the cells for nourishment after the insulin creates the pathway into the cell. So the electrolytes also create the pathway to store and use electricity by the mitochondria of your cell. So if there is an exodus of salt from the body, let's say you're sick with diarrhea or you're taking diuretics, this creates a salt and water shortage in the body, and severe illness follows. So hospitals will try to restore these fluids with saline IV. And by the way, caffeine is a very strong diuretic, and it dehydrates the system. All right, let's talk about salt solutions because of the scientific studies done on processed salt and health. You know, we have been taught that, you know, salt's bad. You know, don't use it. Indeed, processed salt is not a natural salt, and it is not good for you. Unprocessed salt, though, is essentially good for your health. So Dr. Batman, he studied the human dependency on salt and water, and he has actually documented how many illnesses are reversed with these two elements being established in the body. So conditions like headaches, asthma, allergies, stress, depression, diabetes, incontinence, arrhythmia, digestive disorders, because if you get some real salt, it improves the digestive enzymes with hydrochloric acid. Other conditions you can experience without proper balance of salt and water in the system are gout, muscle spasms, osteoporosis, varicose veins, erectile dysfunction, blood pressure, high blood pressure, of course, and high cholesterol readings, and a whole lot more. Okay, so this is kind of a basic chemistry that we have for the body to balance and to be well. Well, let's talk about the hypertension issue for a second, because this is what people get scared with by modern medicine, is salt's going to give you high blood pressure. And since the medical industry wants to keep us away from the salt because of high blood pressure, you might want to ask yourself if they base their research on using authentic, unprocessed salts. Well, no. The studies they've done has always used the processed, devitalized salt. And actually, doctors tend to be divided on this research. So the blood is composed of water, 94% of it's water. And since salt helps the body hold onto the proper amount of water to avoid that thick blood that's too difficult for the heart to circulate, you know, and that elevates your blood pressure, then salt is going to be important for proper blood pressure. So the brain is composed of 85% water. So if you dehydrate yourself with a lot of caffeine or alcohol, your head's going to hurt, right? We call it a hangover. But water and salt are counter-regulatory, and they need each other for balance. So according to Dr. Batman, salt, it will maintain water inside the cells, while the salt remains on the exterior of the cells, and it holds the cell wall up nice and strong, and then the water goes in the cell and it hydrates the cell. They call this osmotic retention. So if you don't have enough water in the diet, it pushes the salt content up, and then the body has to release a hormone called vasopressin to release the extra salt from the body and to help balance the water-salt ratio. So, however, this process tends to cause blood vessels to constrict, and this creates an increase in blood pressure to force more water into the cells. So this is why medicine blames salt for high blood pressure when it's the lack of water that is to blame. So a lifestyle change of drinking more fresh water, regular exercise, avoiding processed salt, and using that sun-dried Celtic salt is going to help you out. Also, you want to avoid a lot of that caffeine, the coffee, the tea, the soda, the alcohol, and that causes the hypertension issue as well and dehydration. So you can reverse hypertension if you have it now with some basic chemistry. And I know they don't want you to know this stuff because it's too simple and too easy, and it doesn't cost you anything, hardly anything, to correct this. Okay, so what do we do? How do we use this salt? Well, if you're using a natural sun-dried salt, like your Celtic sea salt, it's going to lower the amount of salt you will need. You want to remember, processed salt has no nutrition in it. It has no minerals. And what's left will numb the taste buds. So folks, well, they tend to use too much of that salt to flavor their food, but what they're actually doing is the opposite. They're numbing their taste buds. Now, sea salt is the best type of natural salt and will have the proper balance of the microminerals, whereas a mined salt, you know, from the ground, will have a different concentration of minerals, and it could also contain shale, and that could clog kidneys, so you want to use a caution there. So how much salt should you use? Well, I tend to use a pinch of salt, which is an eighth of a teaspoon. That's usually sufficient, especially if you're going to put it into water. So an eighth of a teaspoon of salt in 16 ounces of water is just right. Now, if you're going to use a half a teaspoon of salt, and if you're going to use a gallon of water, a full teaspoon of salt. Now, you should be voiding urine at least 3 times daily and eliminating the same amount of fluids that you're drinking in. So after 2 weeks of this, you may feel thirstier than you've ever felt before. And this is because if you've been dehydrated for a while, you may not have realized it, but when you're dehydrated, this tends to dull the thirst mechanism. Okay, so if you start drinking more water, balancing it with the electrolyte salt, you may be thirstier, but that goes away. Okay, it's just temporary. So it's basically a balance that you are trying to reestablish between adequate amount of salt and water in your system. So the salt can be added to your food instead of into water at the table, but just don't overdo the salt. Watch what you're using. And you want to avoid cooking with the salt, which will reduce the mineral content. So, I mean, I know some baked goods will have salt in the recipe, and that's just fine and dandy. So you could do that. But, you know, if you're cooking on top of the stove and stuff, I would just wait until the food's off the heat before you added anything. I personally, everybody has a different taste for salt, so I let them add it at the table. You want to try to avoid adding too much salt to anything. The rule of thumb in my house is use a pinch. A pinch of salt is sufficient. Okay. Now, it seems like, you know, old Ben Franklin here was on the right track with this salt. You know, the balance of salt and water will strengthen cell walls, not only to prevent varicose veins, but also to help prevent the spread of viruses and bacteria in the body. So there are many studies that are calling for salt restrictions by medicine. They've called medicine into question about their advice on salt. And if you do subscribe to the American Survival Newsletter, I put a lot of those study links in this week's issue, and you can read all that research. Also, everything should be done in moderation and make sure that you're utilizing the right kind of salt, the ocean sun-dried salt. We call it Celtic sea salt. And if you would like the finest sun-dried salt that's harvested from sand and clay salt flats, that allows for the proper drying of the salt as they did in ancient times, then call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and they'll hook you up with some authentic Celtic sea salt. Very inexpensive. A year's supply, 1 pound bag usually is enough for a family to use for a year, and that's about $16. So check that out. Also, if you're going to go to the website for the salt, thepowerherbs.com, also don't forget they have other things there for herbal formulas. If you need help with strong bones, then they have calcium formula. If you need a little extra TLC for the cardiovascular system and the heart, they have the heart, cholesterol, and blood pressure formula. If the kidneys and bladder need a little help, they have a formula for that. They have a diabetic formula, and they even have formulas for your glands. Mullein herb is excellent to soothe the glands, so you've got a lot of choices there. Many natural organic formulas to help strengthen your body without side effects. So check that out. Go to thepowerherbs.com or simply give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., it's 704-885-0277 or visit thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, we're going to talk with Dr. Carly on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk Live. Yeah, and we need some help. And we have some help on the way for you. We have Dr. Rebecca Carley. She is our wellness expert. She joins us here once a month on Herb Talk and enlightens you all. And she joins us now. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carley. I can't hear Dr. Carley.
Somebody I'm got here.
Them. Oh, there she is. Awesome. All right, Dr. C, we got lots to talk about, apparently.
Go ahead. Lead the way.
Well, I don't know where to start. Should I start with the GM purple tomato or the cyborg plants? You pick.
The cyborg.
Okay. According to Wired, possibly we're going to have some cyborg plants in our future. Andrea Vettelletti, she is the head researcher at Sky Blue Research Group, and she said this project is called PLEASED. It stands for Plants Employed as Sensing Devices. And through this project, it's in the early stages, she said that the plants will have monitoring sensors built into them, chips, if you will, and it'll help them interact with the environment more efficiently than they already do. Plants are going to be cheap and resilient, she says, so these plants can monitor all kinds of things, air temperature, if they need more food in the soil, and all kinds of things, and they can let us know, I guess, via text message.
Well, transhumanism is one of the major agendas of the psychopaths that control the world. And, of course, plants are highly involved in that. So nothing surprises me. These mad scientists who think that they can do better with nature than, you know, what creation has created, are destroying everything. And it's something people have to face and learn about.
Absolutely. I was telling my engineer off the air about your article today in the American Survival Newsletter, and folks can sign up for free at thepowerbs.com. It's a newsletter that goes out every week, and Dr. Carly writes for the newsletter. And you had some very interesting information in this week's article, didn't you?
Well, because of what I've had to learn over the years, from my experiences, I've had to face the pure evil of the psychopaths that control the world. And yes, and I'm surprised you're asking about me, this on the air, but I'm glad you are, that I have a link to a interview with a Rabbi Finkelstein where he actually talks about how they're slaughtering children in synagogues, bloodletting them, to mix with the matzah and then selling the bodies to McDonald's to use in hamburgers and sausage.
Yeah, so if you, I've often given lots of people reasons not to eat fast food, but I guess this would be at the top of the list right here.
Right, this is cannibalism.
Yeah.
And very, very similar to them using aborted fetuses to grow viruses for vaccines, this is a spiritual assault.
Absolutely. Well, and there was in the article, the link that you had there, they were, was it the Department of Agriculture is launching an investigation because they discovered human remains in the product? Isn't that what it said?
Well, there's all kinds of information in there, but, you know, this makes pink slime, you know, take a back seat to what the
right.
other things going on are.
Right.
So, you know, what people have to face is that all of the agencies created by our corrupt government in the District of Criminals do the exact opposite. They do not protect us from anything. I also have links to how various contractors that deal with, quote-unquote, intelligence are actually, you know, involved with selling information to other countries, especially Israel, and it's very much like the FDA has a revolving door with Big Pharma. They do the exact opposite as to what they're supposed to do. And once enough people realize what they're paying their tax dollars for, hopefully they will just say no. Because
right.
this is genocide, crimes against humanity. Whenever I hear on television them talking about, oh, now they want to bring, the UN wants to bring charges against the North Korea dude, I forget his name, for crimes against humanity. Who's committing more crimes against humanity than anyone? It's the United States. And, you know, we're not being protected. They're creating people that are really pissed off because they know what's going on. So eventually, hopefully, we will reach critical mass and people will say, you know what, we're not going to put up with this crap anymore.
I hear you. Well, would you happen to know why pharmacists, I don't know if you do, this was a concern of pharmacists across the nation because there was a 1,000% hike in generic drugs the end of 2013, and the pharmacists aren't getting answers why. And so they've asked, get this, they've asked Congress to hold some hearings on this to figure it out.
Yeah. Let's have another dog and pony show. Because, of course, they have hearings in Congress constantly and nothing ever changes.
Right.
One of the pharmacists that I suggest people check out, you may want to have him as a guest on your show at some point. His name is John Virapen, V-I-R-A-P-E-N. He wrote an amazing book, Side Effects, Death, Confessions of a Pharma Insider. His website is johnvirapen.com, and he basically tells it like it is. You know, isn't it funny? That's all they're asking about is why are we having all these increased generic drugs? All drugs are toxic poisons.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hilarious, actually. You know, they're warning people, oh, we have more generic drugs coming out of India, and they're very bad. They cause side effects. Well, guess what, people? You can pay 10, 50 times more for your drug, have it not be generic, and it's still going to kill you anyways. Get off
so
the
true.
Drugs. Find natural solutions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of things that can really help people out. We were just talking about some simple basics of balancing salt and water in the system, which definitely has a ripple effect on a lot of conditions. So
right.
People have the powers already in their hands. They just have to utilize it.
Right. Well, I always say you are what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
You have to eat organic. Not that you can trust that all organic labeling is true, but at least you're better off than buying what you know is GMO and pesticide infested. And drinking clean water is critical. There are so many conditions, especially something like constipation.
Mm-hmm.
Most people that have constipation are actually dehydrated because
right.
the colon's job is to take water out of the system. And if you don't have enough water in the system, it's going to create rock hard stools.
Right.
Amazingly, you know, medical doctors have no clue. Just simple things like that. They would rather give you a prescription
mm-hmm.
than tell you to drink more water. And that's why I always warn people, stay away from these idiots, because either they know what they're doing or they don't. Either way, they're not helping you.
Well, I know. I talked to a lady once that wasn't sure what was wrong, why she had chronic constipation. I mean, chronic, I don't think touches this, Dr. Carly. This poor woman had a bowel movement once a month with her menstrual cycle.
Wow.
And I said, well, goodness, where's all the food going? I mean, but she basically lived on cigarettes and Coke, you know?
Well, there you go.
I know. I'm like, goodness. And educated person, this lady was. And I'm like,
right,
okay.
right. Well,
yeah.
This brings up a very important point that I want to say is that people have to be willing to take personal responsibility for their health. You have to do research. I always tell people, check things out. Do not believe anything I say. Check things out for yourself. If you're not willing to do your own investigation into matters of health, if you're just going to go to a white coat who's going to tell you, yeah, keep drinking your aspartame and smoking your cigarettes, it doesn't matter, just take this pill.
Right.
If that's what you want, if that's the level of responsibility you're willing to take, then you're going to die. That's
mm-hmm.
just how it is. You have to investigate things. And I just want to take a moment to give a personal testimonial for your new Power Greens for Pets, which I received. And my three dogs are taking it. My cats won't eat it, unfortunately, but... my dogs have now gotten to the point where they lick the bowl clean, and I really want to strongly recommend that product to anybody, especially with dogs. It has so many amazing ingredients in it, and of course, our pets need all the help they can get as well.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dr. Carl. Yeah, it's a good alternative, and it's less expensive, but it's a higher quality product than Dynavite. So if people are noticing Dynavite has some issues, and so hopefully that they'll find this one. And I'm glad. Thanks, Dr. Carly, for the feedback.
Well, they
appreciate
have to
that.
Also find somebody they trust.
Right.
You see, you have a conscience. And
right.
You're very careful about the herbs that you resource and the products that you put out there. And if you don't know who you're dealing with, it could be a company that's been bought out by Big Pharma. I mean,
yeah.
We're finding all kinds of additives and heavy metals and other crap that's in supplements. My favorite is Centrum, which actually is advertised for elderly people. It's got aluminum in it. Aluminum causes Alzheimer's. You can't make this stuff up.
I know, and that's made by a pharmaceutical company. It says one a day and a lot of them. Yeah, yeah, it's just total crap is what it is. Talking about the colon and constipation and stuff, I have a little testimony because when I was in herb school, I had this chronic back pain after the birth of my third child, and I couldn't shake it. I had gone to my general practitioner who the only thing he wanted to give me was, antispasmodics and pain pills, which, as you know, that makes you feel like your head's floating 3 feet off your shoulders. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the chiropractor, and, of course, that was a temporary fix. Within 3 days, the pain was back, you know. And then the other thing I was offered was physical therapy and get on an exercise bike. Well, heck, for $100 an hour, I can pay my teenager and I can get on his bike, and ride it. And so my herb professor had recommended do a bowel cleanse. And I did. It was my first one. And my back pain went away and never came back. I learned that I had a sluggish bowel. I had toxins in the colon and they were leaching out and irritating my back muscles. And so once I did that bowel cleanse, that pain went away and never came back. And I think today, if I hadn't gone to herb school, if I hadn't paid attention to the natural things, and there's lots of natural things out there, as you know, Dr. Carly, that help us to get balanced and be well, if I hadn't paid attention, I think I'd have fibromyalgia today. I think I'd be a sick mess, you know?
Well, fibromyalgia, in my experience, is from polio and mycoplasma. Polio from vaccines and mycoplasma from chemtrails.
What about chronic fatigue?
It's always the big picture. That's what I tell people. There's so many things that are causing so many symptoms, and you have to deal with somebody that knows how to investigate what's going on. In fact, subluxation, which chiropractors deal with, can cause chronic constipation.
Right.
So it's a matter of checking out different things and seeing what's working for you.
Right.
But the last thing you want to do is go to White Coat, because what are they going to do? They're going to give you pain pills, which are going to cause constipation. In fact, that was one of my experiences after a terrible car accident I was in before I went to medical school. I went to this neurologist at what eventually became my medical school. He loaded me up with so many pain pills that I had to disimpact myself to have a bowel movement. And when I went to him to report what was going on, he said, oh, you may have a cervical spine injury. He had me get a myelogram. This was back in the days before CAT scans and MRIs, where they put you on a table on your belly and they stick a needle in your back and inject x-ray dye into your spinal column and tip you up and down. And, of course, I had no cervical spine, herniation. But I ended up with a spinal headache. And the sickest I've ever been in my life, I was in the hospital for a week, vomiting nonstop with a headache from hell. I wanted to die. That's how bad it was. And this was a side effect from the test that was done on me by this idiot who didn't even realize that I was impacted from pain medication.
Yeah, pain medication will dull those nerve endings in the bowel, and the bowel won't move.
Right, exactly.
Ugh.
And that's what people have to realize. If you go to a White Coat, you are dealing with somebody who has no knowledge of what causes any problems. They are just basically pill pushers with a prescription pad, and you'd be better off listening to your grandma than you would by going to these people.
Oh, grandma knew some things, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I was. Yeah. Well, I was just talking about in the first segment of the show how very enlightening Ben Franklin was to a lot of areas of medicine, because he deduced, Dr. Carley, that this is before, you know, microscopes and viruses and common colds get transferred from person to person. He deduced that back then it was the knowledge, common knowledge and belief, that you got a cold because you were chilled and you were in wet clothes. Well, he deduced that that wasn't the case, because seamen, sailors, were always in wet clothes, but they're hardly ever sick. And then he felt it was from close proximity to someone. You know, you're too close in a conversation, riding in the coach, and that person's got a cold, and you're going to get it. So this is what he observed, and this is what he deduced. And when he got a cold, guess what he did? He went down to the seashore, and he drank some ocean water, and he said he got over his cold in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he said a lot of times it's dehydration and not having the proper balance of water and salt. And
right.
I just thought, here's a guy, you know, here's a guy that figured it out. You know, sometimes it's just, you just need a little, you know, chemistry adjustment.
Well, if he was alive today, they would say he had a delusion of conspiracy or something of that nature.
Right.
That brings to mind this guy by the name of Semmelweis, who about a century ago was trying to talk doctors into washing their hands when they
right.
went from the mortuary to deliver babies, and these women were dying of sepsis, mm-hmm. and they labeled him insane and stuck him in a psych ward.
Right.
So, you know, anybody that goes along with anything that makes sense, you know, like washing your hands, or now what I do, telling people not to inoculate yourself with disease, mm-hmm. That becomes a mental illness when in fact it's just pure common sense.
Well, now when you were a surgeon at one point, and
yes.
they go in and they sterilize the ORs with a lot of chemicals and stuff.
Right.
And
yeah.
And I understand Listerine used to be an OR you know, disinfectant. It was developed by Dr. Lister. And but they just noticed it killed a lot of bacteria, so let's just make it a mouthwash.
Well, it's still listed as a pesticide.
I know.
But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, I teach people about colloidal silver. There's
right.
never been any pathogen that hasn't been killed, including AIDS, by silver. And, of course, you know, this has been around for over a century, and that's why the medical mafia tries to poo-poo that as well. All of these people getting MRSA and necrotizing fasciitis and all of these terrible problems, especially when they're in a hospital.
Right.
Because that's where the superbugs live.
Right.
They're not being given this life-saving therapy, which costs pennies and has no side effect.
Well, that's the reason, because it costs pennies.
Exactly.
See? It doesn't make them any money. So, unfortunately,
right.
that's what it's about.
They could be sterilizing the OR with colloidal silver.
Mm-hmm.
They could be sticking colloidal silver in the abdomens of patients that undergo abdominal surgery. They could be giving people this remedy, you know, in the hospital, but they never will. Because it can't be patented, and Big Pharma makes nothing from it. That's how it works.
That's how it works. And it's sad to see, but that's how it works. So you're right. Everybody's got to be just more proactive. They have to go out there, do their own homework. They're just going to have to set the time aside and research it for themselves. And thankfully, you know, it's easier than ever before to do that with the Internet. So many resources at your fingertips. There's really no excuse why you shouldn't research some things.
Right. And what I always tell my clients, the first thing you want to do if you're taking any medication is put the name of the medication into any search engine, hyphen side effects. Read what they admit to. Almost every medication that I've ever researched causes, for one thing, the very symptom that it's being given for in the first place. Antidepressants cause depression. Anti-acid drugs cause acid reflux. The list is endless. Not to mention the fact that almost every drug has a mental, psychiatric, or emotional side effect as well. You know, antihypertensives cause cognitive problems in people. Almost everybody that's diagnosed with dementia, which is primarily caused by aluminum and mercury in vaccines, but these drug cocktails that people are on, you know, you will find many, many reasons as to why they're having emotional, mental, or cognitive deficits from the medications they're taking, especially if they're in a cocktail. I've had people that are on like 25 drugs.
That's unreal. That is crazy. Well, I know you mentioned a website people can reference too. It's Vaccine News Daily. Is that what it is?
Oh, that's one of my favorites. Yeah. Go on that website, vaccinenewsdaily.com. Sign up for their blast they put out every day. They usually have about 8 articles telling you what's new in the vaccine world. You will be horrified as to what these psychos are up to. And there's so many things. One that I got recently, let's see, this was on February 10th. Panama approves evaluation for Ocitec sterile mosquitoes. So what are these idiots doing? They're developing mosquitoes that are supposedly sterile and releasing them on the public. How is this going to decrease, you know, diseases transmitted by mosquitoes? It's just going to make sterile mosquitoes to mix into the population. Anything to make a buck.
Right. Well, have you seen a news blast at all lately on the bat virus? I know they were working on the bat virus at some point, because bats carry numerous viruses, and they were trying to harvest some of them.
Well, they carry viruses because they're being put into the bat population. That you can be sure of. The bats are dying from a fungus that makes their nose turn white. And so, you know, they create a problem, they create the solution, which always makes Big Pharma rich. I mean, that's how it works.
Well, so, we're almost out of time. I should let people know that to visit your website, they can simply go to the links page at thepowerherbs.com to get to your site by clicking on the banner or typing in your web address, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Of course, if you sign up for the newsletter, the American Survival Newsletter, you'll get direct links to Dr. Carley's website. And her office number is 888-321-6751, 888-321-6751, and sign up so you can get Dr. Carley's articles. Thank you so much, Dr. Carley. We'll talk with you again next month.
Thank you, Wendy. Keep up the good work.
You too. Bye-bye. All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.